I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's
local and loyal programming.
Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20. Capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital Z Zibby 20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white open long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast that you're listening to right now. Thank you so much, called Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. It is a daily podcast, 365 days a year, and each day we talk to an author about all of the things related to their career, their book, their life, and more in 30 minutes or less, because who has time? I am now an author myself, although I wasn't when I started this podcast, and you can get my new memoir, Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, wherever books are sold starting July 1st, and my children's book, Princess Charming. You can learn more about me at ZibbyOwens.com, but really, you're here to learn more about the authors, and that is what we're going to do. Also, be sure to check out all the other podcasts in the ZCast Podcast Network. You can learn more at ZCastNetwork.com, and definitely check out those shows as well. Also, just a quick note that submissions for the Zibby Awards are open and will close on September 15th. Go to ZibbyOwens.com and you will find the Zibby Awards open submissions, where we celebrate all the under-celebrated parts of a book, like the best spine, the best author's note, the best table of contents. And authors can nominate their own best publicists, best editors, and so on. There will be an in-person award ceremony in October in New York. You will not want to miss it. Go to ZibbyOwens.com. Jenny Mullen is the author of Dictator Lunches, inspired meals that will compel even the toughest of tyrants. And then she crosses that out and says children. Jenny Mullen is a writer, actor, Instagram personality, and the New York Times bestselling author of the essay collections I Like You Just the Way I Am and Live Fast, Die Hot. Her digital series, I Like You Just the Way I Am, which she wrote and in which she stars, currently streams on ABC Digital. Heralded by the Huffington Post as one of the funniest women on both Twitter and Instagram, and named one of five to follow by T Magazine, Jenny currently writes a column for Parents Magazine and has contributed to Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Elle,
New York, Grubhub, and Playboy Online. She has been a recurring co-host on The Wendy Williams Show and regularly appears on GMA Today and Rachel Ray. She is also the author of City of Likes, which came out this summer. And she and I did a really fun launch event together, which was wonderful and amazing. And I just really adore her. She also was kind enough to have me on her podcast called The Third Wheel. And Kyle and I, my husband Kyle and I, went on her show, which she was kind enough to interview us for and interviews lots of really interesting couples. So you should definitely check out The Third Wheel as well. Welcome, Jenny. Thanks for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss dictator lunches. I can't believe we're back here already. I feel like I just released your last episode about City of Likes and everything, but amazing.
I know. I'm thrilled to have another excuse to get on your podcast.
Seriously, we should just be doing this every couple months, you know? Let's see.
I'm just trying to snore in and get some FaceTime with you.
It's all a ruse to
Yes.
Okay, dictator lunches. I loved your introduction all about like your mom and you were like, you said something funny, like for anyone else whose parents were either, you know, not available or dating at night.
Yes, exactly. Who worked days and dated nights.
Yes, thank you. Worked days and dated at night. I was like, so that obviously goes back to your amazing childhood, which you've written about. As you know, I love the memoirs that you wrote about your childhood. And the fact that you've ended up like making these ridiculously amazing things. I know you said you're not trying to shame other parents, but like, oh my gosh, how are you doing this?
Oh my God. Yeah. I think it's just because food, you know, food is my love language. So for me, the making of lunches it's a fun activity. And it's also a way to communicate with them. It's a sublimation of my guilt. It's a way for me to sort of be with them when I'm not with them. It's, you know, I'm able to kind of have a dialogue with them when they are off at school and they're, you know, to kind of give them this sense of constancy that I, as you know, did not have in my life. So, you know, for me, it's really been all about the food. There are so many other ways that I'm failing as a mom. So I feel like there's no way anybody who knows me in real life could think that I would be shaming them because those people know what a hot mess I am.
But the so lunches.
I have to make it clear from the jump that like,
I'm Mexican,
a theater major. If I can make these lunches, you can too.
So for listeners who do not have dictator lunches in front of them, let me just say that this is a beautifully photographed book with recipes, pictures, little tips, and just massive inspiration. And what I was not expecting is how international the cuisine in your lunch boxes is. So you have everything from an Israeli day to the Mediterranean to Korean food. Your kids eat all this stuff? My kids eat nothing.
Yeah, you know, we've always been, Jason's just, you know, an insane foodie. But he didn't grow up that way. I mean, he didn't know what romaine lettuce was until he was probably 22, 23 years old. But then he got famous and got a little bit of money and started eating better, I guess. I don't know what happened to him. But yeah, so he's obsessed with food and has always been all about, you know, we have to push the envelope. We have to make sure our kids eat everything. We want to make sure that they appreciate other cultures and, you know, aren't always ordering off the kids' menu. And so that was super important to Jason. And I grew up in a family where nutrition and exercise and all of the pros and cons that come with that, you know, that was my childhood. So together we decided we're going to raise these kids eating like they're adults. And as long as we kept a poker face, especially when Sid was younger, he didn't really know any better. So he was eating, you know, Guatemalan pupusas and like, you know, zucchini pasta. He didn't really have a clue. I remember I had this brilliant idea when he was a baby. I was like, what if we just took a date and put it in a Kit Kat wrapper? Would he really know the difference? Because he's never had a Kit Kat. And forever, I was like, I'm a genius. This is a genius. And the minute I gave it to my sister's kid, he's like, this is a goddamn date. Okay. So only our child. But now, I mean, you know, it's backfired in some ways because now he'll go to certain people's houses. And my sister called me and she's like, Jenny, she's like, he asked me if he could keep the Dorito package. And I was like, oh, shit. And I said, it's Sam. This kid has like Mr. Softy like every other day. He's not deprived. He's just a hoarder. No, Jenny, I think you're fucking him up. So, you know, I've had to, now it's all about just like intuitive eating. And now that he's 8 and a half, it's like, he eats everything. He likes so many different things that like, I don't feel like I need to, I mean, it's called dictator lunches, not because I'm the dictator. He's the one who's giving me the thumbs up or thumbs down. So I'm just like purveying, and he kind of like picks and chooses. Some days better than others.
I feel like with my older kids, I gave them all sorts of food when they were little. Similarly, like, let's just pretend that this is all they're ever going to eat and they'll like it. You know, like, what if they had been born in some other country? This is what they would eat, right? Like, how are they to know? But I feel like they got to a certain age and were like, no, thanks. Like, we're not eating this. So I don't know what I did wrong, but I, you know, even now we have like all this wonderful, healthy food, but they don't take it. They don't eat it. They'll put it on their plate and they don't eat it. I can't like force it down their throats.
See, sometimes I think that it's like, that's why I love not being around, because I think that lunch is such an interesting time to sort of wage war because we are out of the dynamic. There's a power struggle that goes on at home where Sid's like, I'm not going to eat a Brussels sprout. And then, you know, one day I came home, we had a Brussels sprout. He's like, I had one. Don't tell anybody. I'll kill you if you tell anybody, but I liked it. So, you know, it's interesting that I think that oftentimes, you know, again, food equals love, and there's so much other stuff attached to the food that when the parent is around, the dynamic changes. But lunch is a fun time to sort of experiment and say like, okay, if you're hungry enough, if you did throw that tantrum at breakfast and refused the oatmeal I gave you, how hungry do you have to be to try this quinoa pasta or whatever it is, you know?
I don't know. Maybe, well, your kids are, well, anyway, this is not
the younger one. Won't. The younger one like throws shit, you know, like he's a harder sell.
Yeah.
He's a harder sell for me. But then the things he does like are odd.
But your level of creativity with these lunches, I mean, are you literally doing these every day? How often are you making the lunches? And are you doing it all yourself? Like, really?
Yeah. But I, oftentimes there's a lot of leftovers. So it's like the pasta will usually be like, what did we have for dinner last night? I'm throwing that in. Okay. We have like leftover Barbudo chicken that's getting recycled and, you know, put into a pita. So it's more curation than it is a lot of prep most of the time, but I have so much fun doing it. For me, I'm a storyteller. So I love like coming up with the story. And since I don't know how to turn the TV on in my house, there is some downtime after the kids are asleep where like I'm sort of lost. And that's usually when I kind of get into it.
Wow. The polar bear was, you have two different versions of a polar bear, which I noticed because one of my kids has like a real affinity for polar bears. And you had one with a bunch of like black lentils or black beans or something in the middle. And then one was just like all like sushi rice or something.
Yes.
Tell me about like, do you go for a given shape or a given animal, or you're just like, oh, this would be a perfect whatever. Like, how do you come up with all of these things? And even there was one with teeth. What was the one with teeth? Like an apple.
Oh yeah.
I'm the like, apple mouth. Thinking about this. This is amazing.
Well, you know, some of it is just like, I'll go online and I look at these like bento artists, these like Japanese bento artists, and see the stuff they're doing and think, I'll never be able to do that. But what is like the Jenny like hack version of that? And that's where I found like the Pokeball made out of the baby bell, which I found like to be like such, that was a real crowd pleaser. And I'm like trying to like win my son over, you know, on some level. I'm just like, I want all your friends to tell you like how rad I am.
It's really about what other kids think about you as a mom. This is the approval you are seeking.
His friends. Yes, that's the approval I need now. Like that's who my mom do is like the next generation. Like forget them my like Instagram followers. I want the kids.
I'm grooming my future audience here. We've got to
sustain. I need to stay relevant. Otherwise, they're going to put me in a home. So that's what I'm on to. No, and then I'll just find little, like, I'll go on Amazon and search rice molds, and it's just kind of whatever comes up.
Wow. I have never searched.
Not, yeah, no, I didn't go in searching for the pandas. They just found me.
Wow. But then what do you do for your own food?
My own food? Well, I'm usually eating whatever the leftovers are. I'm usually eating whatever scraps that didn't make it into the lunchbox. Also, I will, you know, like for me, I'm one of those people who like, I can't wait till dinner time. I'm eating as I'm cooking. So by the time I've plated stuff, I'm so full. And my friends actually hate it. My girlfriend, my best friend in LA, Allie, tells the story of like the first time Jason came over to have dinner with me. I was living in this apartment across from Fox on like Pico in, I don't know where we're Beverly Hills. And she said, I basically took a frozen bag of shrimp from Costco, threw it on the outside barbecue by the pool, and then proceeded to eat each one as they were ready before he even got there. So like, that's sort of still my method of cooking. I just do it with the kids now.
Wow.
I save a couple shrimp for the kids.
Oh my gosh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money. Point is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it, and that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby.
Yeah, I have trouble. Cooking is one thing that I cannot sort of fit into my crazy life. Like, I'm very lucky that Kyle, my husband, cooks and he loves to do that. And sometimes we have someone help because I'm not good at cooking. I get very stressed about it. It takes so much time. I'm like, somebody else is better at this than I am. Like, I have to use my time this way. But you seem to be able to do all the things.
No, I love giving somebody else my recipe. Like, I will have my nanny, Sylvia, I'll be like, will you make the coconut rice tonight? And then it'll just be there when I get home. So I know I love doing that. I love being able to, my girlfriend Joss always says, she's like, you know, the meal was made by my wife, but it was inspired by me. Perfect. It's perfect. Because Jason's a far better cook than I am. I mean, Jason could have a restaurant. He is such an amazing, he's just very detail oriented, which I am not. So I love giving him one of my recipes and saying, make this for me. But sometimes he's like, if you won't let me put butter in it, then I'm not going to say that it's my recipe. So he gets to be, he's pretty particular about the ingredients he uses. That's why it's better to ask Sylvia to do it.
So for the average mom at home or whatever, who's trying to make a lunchbox, just take it up a notch. Maybe they're not at your level of creativity quite yet, or, you know, they don't have leftover Korean food because they haven't ordered it to begin with or whatever. How can you make lunch a little better, like, than throwing in some cucumber sticks and maybe like a bagel or, you know, like what can people do with like the resources that they have?
Okay. So there are so many easy hacks. One of the things I love to do is I take a Benadryl syringe. Okay. Everyone has a random Benadryl syringe.
I'm like, you're feeding your kids Benadryl. That is the answer that I am feeding my kids.
That is the key. So you take a Benadryl syringe or any syringe, and then you take, let's take a thing of yogurt, plain yogurt. You pipe the yogurt into the little syringe, and then you can just fill little raspberries. And you have these little tiny raspberry parfaits. You can throw either a piece of granola on top or like a chocolate chip on top. They look so cute. And then you're getting a little bit of protein. You can pop the raspberry into your mouth. You don't need to send a spoon. It's not a giant mess with the yogurt, but it's just like fun. It looks cute. And my kids go crazy for it. They think it's like, you know, candy. So that's a really fun one. I just posted about this. Everybody thinks they can't send avocados anywhere because they will brown immediately. But if you cover the top of the avocado in either seeds, you can use sesame seeds, you can use bee pollen, I sometimes use hemp seeds, whatever you want, you just cover the top. Once you scoop into it, it's like, it's as green as ever. You can't, the oxidation doesn't have a taste to it. It just looks terrible. Mm-hmm. So if you hide that,
interesting,
even from yourself, you're sending, you know, taking a salad to work with you. It's just like a great, easy hack.
That's a good
idea. Things like that. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, I don't know, I've just sort of stumbled upon and thought to myself, oh, okay, I'm going to adopt that. It's nothing that I'm not like reinventing the wheel or anything.
Oh, I think it's amazing. I'm going to totally try the raspberry trick. I'm not even sure.
The raspberries are fun.
Yeah.
You know what else is so easy that I always thought was so difficult are these sort of like the Vietnamese spring rolls. It's that rice paper and you get it and it looks so hard and intimidating. But once it's wet, it's just like a giant, like almost looks like a sheet mask made of glue.
Yeah.
So anything you stuff inside, unlike a burrito that falls apart on me immediately, it just sticks to itself. That's just like,
so what do you put in?
Heaven for me. I'll put in leftover roasted sweet potatoes. I'll put in some like, you know, kale salad if I have it. I'll put in either like almond butter for myself or like, you know, if I'm sending it to school, usually like a tahini, you know, hummus, whatever. But it's an easy, quick, it's honestly like easier than like sitting there trying to like roll up little, you know, I see people doing these little pinwheels with
making
bread and I'm like, how does that stay together?
Yeah. Mayo.
Mayo. Yes, exactly. Mayo. Exactly. You're right.
Wait, so what was the process like putting this whole cookbook together? Not even cookbook. Yeah. Cookbook.
Well, oh my God. It is so different than writing a novel. The novel was so insular and I was so just like, I micromanaged the shit out of it. I mean, it really was every single word was me and where do I want it? And that doesn't sound like me. We have to change that sentence. You know, things, I just couldn't not control it. Even though I'm fine cutting stuff. I'm not like precious about things. I'm actually like quick to like delete pages and pages. But with the novel, it was like, it needed to be my vision. And with the cookbook, it's so many other people. There are so many people involved. I had a recipe developer. I had a food stylist, Monica. I had Lauren, who's like the most incredible photographer I've ever worked with. I had this woman, Maeve, who did all the prop styling. I had Michaela, who's like a chef that I work with that, you know, helped me sort of retest things. And this woman, Michelle in Tennessee, who would call me and be like, wait, peas with mint. I'm telling you, peas with mint. So it was just much more collaborative. It was a totally different experience. I mean, I feel like this is my book, but it's also their book. It's not really just me.
Yeah. But you still have your voice. It feels very you in all the,
But I also threw that part together. Like, I feel like that was just me, like, talking to a girlfriend in an email.
Yeah.
Versus like laboring over like, you know, chapter after chapter of something that had to sustain for 300 words. Wow.
I mean, this is so cool because you've done memoir, you've done fiction, you've done cookbooks. Like, all right, when is your children's book? Are you going to do a children's book?
I got to do it. I mean, you tell me. Should I?
Feel like that should be your next thing, right? That would be easy. That wouldn't take you long.
Is it fun? How do you find it?
How do you find what to write about?
Well, how did you find doing children's?
I thought it was great. For whatever reason, I wasn't expecting on my events to like literally be talking to like babies. It was very humbling. I'm like, here, you know, I'm like on the floor. I was like, this is crazy. But
I'm dying. That's hysterical. That is really funny.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe this is what I'm doing at like 4 o'clock on like a Thursday. It's being like, you see, I mean, I love reading to kids. I mean, I read to my own kids all the time. I love that. You know, I just, I'm like,
but yeah, you do. Yeah, I get that.
I couldn't, I'm like, if I could just keep their attention for 2 seconds, you know, but this
totally.
Mine was geared to like 3 to 6 year olds. So I would maybe do a little older or something, but I thought it was fun. I think you should do it, especially with the lunches thing. I feel like that could so easily be translated somehow into a book, right? About the, I don't know. I just feel like you put yourself in there and like the mom making the lunches and I don't know, maybe the lunches like come to life and the little panda bears, like, I don't know. I feel like you can do so much fun stuff there, right? I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, I always think of that movie and I was talking about it in the book, like the reason I don't own a food processor is because I saw that movie Pulse in the 80s where like all of the like appliances come to life and try to kill Joey Lawrence. That's like my most fear. So maybe I write the children's version of Pulse.
Yeah.
There might be an in for me there.
There's that guy who does all the Creepy Carrots books, Creepy Carrots, Creepy Underwear and all that. I feel like you could like team up with him. Like a creepy lunchbox or something.
We could team up with him.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Okay. So if you're not, assuming you're not doing the kids books ASAP, you must have more stuff down the line aside from the dictator lunches. Tell me, what is your next year? Where am I going to see you on Instagram? Like, what's going on?
Okay. So I'm about to pitch I sold the City of Lights to Sony. So I'm about to do the pilot for that. I'm taking that out right now or in 2 weeks, I guess. And then, I have to kind of like see what happens there, I guess. I owe them a script. And then I don't know. I want to do another memoir, to be honest. I just need to figure out how I'm going to do it.
You should
in terms of just like the kid, you know, the kids and how am I not totally going to just exploit them.
You should. I love how you write about your life. I loved the memoir too, but I mean the novel too, but the way you write about your life is just so, I mean, I told you, I like never laughed more ever reading.
I'm so flattered. That is so sweet.
You're so funny. Okay. So what advice do you have to anybody trying to, well, let's just go to back to the food again. To someone about to make lunch today, what should they do? What do you got?
So today, if you're making lunch today, I would say, let's pretend you're in New York City. I'm in Bangkok, so I don't really know what I would have access to currently. But if I were in New York City today, I would probably be making, I'd make some sort of like watermelon, maybe like a watermelon feta situation, just because summer, I want to like savor those moments before it's full blown fall. But then of course I get into pumpkin season, which is my favorite season. I'm obsessed with anything pumpkin, but not like pumpkin latte. I mean more like kabocha pumpkin, like a pumpkin soup situation. So if I'm in New York today, I'd do like a watermelon feta salad. And then I'd probably force Jason to barbecue some chicken since I don't know how to barbecue. And maybe I would do, I would start my day because I haven't had this in a while. I would do a nut milk. I'd make a homemade nut milk, which I find to be actually so much easier than people let on. All you do is soak nuts overnight in a bowl in the morning, blend them, like just do cashews. You don't need to even use like a strainer. You do cashews and hemp seeds. And so I make myself like a really big latte.
That sounds awesome. Wow. Amazing.
That'd be my go-to.
I love it. Jenny, thank you. I'm so excited to keep following your adventures on Instagram and through all your amazing books.
So much,
and yeah, this has been, you know, this whole thing, podcast, all this stuff, one of the highlights is meeting people and like connecting and I don't know. This is such a great example of one of those wonderful connections that came out of it.
Yes. Anyway. Yes, I agree. I'm so honored. I'm so flattered that you had me on again.
Oh, please. All right. Well, congratulations. And
thank you.
Enjoy Bangkok.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.